Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Abigail Brian Hewitt. He's an author and owner of Ethical Retirement Solutions. Abigail, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So many people want to have businesses and want to be speakers and coaches, and sometimes they have topics that people like and want, and sometimes they don't. In your case, you have a expertise that everyone and many people in America especially want to learn about, which is retirement, because there's literally millions and millions of people that are going to retire in these next few decades, and so you have a skill set that people need. So I'm curious, how'd you get that brilliant, Abigail, where you have a service and a skill that people actually want? When did you decide to get into the whole retirement solutions world?
Well, I got into the retirement solutions world about 9 years ago, almost 10 years ago now. And I got into it because basically, I got into this, I was a territory business manager for a Fortune 500 company doing pharmaceuticals. And after doing that for many, many years, I finally got laid off because the industry started shrinking and physicians started having less access to them. And just things started happening. So after that, I said, you know what? I'm pretty much done with this industry. So I want to be able to do something else that I can help people, because I thought the drug business was a good business to help people. And so this was a good alternative. So I started doing research and I found out about a way that I could actually help people and also benefit financially from it as well. So it's a win-win from everybody. But that's how I got started with it. Another thing that happened is that I realized that my 401k wasn't serving me the way that I thought it was, because I didn't know a lot about it. And after starting to research and find out more about it now, what I want to do is I want to make sure that people don't be in the same situation that I was in, because I had to extend my retirement date that I thought I was going to retire. I had to extend that because I didn't have enough money saved up.
Yeah. And this is such an important topic, because I remember reading that 69% of Americans have less than $1,000 saved, and half of the people that retire don't have the money in their retirement. And if we as Americans are considered a better country off than most people in the world, you can only imagine other countries, right? So it really shocked me. So what are some of the basic things that people are not thinking about in terms of retirement?
Well, they're not thinking about the best way to maximize their retirement. A lot of people are doing a traditional, what we call tax deferred ways, where the 403Bs or the 457s or the 401Ks, things of that nature, because that's what they were told. But what we found out over time is that those programs don't always work the way that they were designed to work, because originally they were designed to work for people who had ability to go from one tax bracket to the next, because when they were designed in the mid-70s, there were 31 different tax brackets. Now the tax brackets are only 6 or 7, and they're very broad, so most people are still in the same situation and they still end up paying the same amount for taxes. So my whole strategy is to help people learn how to pay after taxes and have a tax-free retirement, because we know there's three things that can happen to us. We can either die too soon, become ill, or we can live too long. And I don't know about you, living too long never seemed to be a problem for me, but not having any money and living too long is really an issue. So I show people how to make sure that they have enough money in retirement, and also never lose money in the stock market and have a tax-free retirement to age 120. And so those kind of things
That's so powerful and profound, Abigail, because I can only imagine, I'm not in the retirement age yet, but I just know if you're in your 60s, 70s, or 80s, and you're running out of money, I mean, that should be so scary, because as a younger man now, I can just work more. But if you're older, I'm like, that would really be very petrifying. So when you talk to people, who are the people you primarily talk to? Do you talk to people that are beginning their retirement process, or you're talking to actual employees that are still working? So who's your main demographic of audience members?
Well, most of the people are working. I do help people who have already retired, who have some money and they're not sure what to do with it. I help them, but most of the time it's people who are actually working. and I'm able to show them better ways to save their money. Primarily, I work with a lot of teachers, police officers, nurses, a lot of first responders that I work with, as well as firemen and people like that. And one of my largest targets are teachers. I work with them on a daily basis. And that's why I wrote the book that we were going to talk about a little bit later. I wrote that book just for those teachers, just to kind of help them be able to manage what they're doing and have a little bit of education, because most of them don't know anything about saving money. And so I'm able to come in there and really help them and kind of change their lives in a big way.
No, that's great. I mean, I can tell you from my own standpoint, my mother was a former school teacher. So again, she wasn't I guess she knew some things, but that's because my brother he's a tax attorney and his accountant, but a lot of teachers don't have that understanding. So for you, you wrote this book called Surviving Retirement. So talk to us just some of the, again, basics that if a teacher was thinking about retiring in 10 years, what might you tell that person?
Well, actually, it's called Teacher's Guide to Tax-Free Retirement.
Oh, okay.
And Surviving Retirement is kind of the way that I use as a tagline to help people pique their interest, so they'll kind of be able to understand, because I help more than the teachers. But the Teacher's Guide to Tax-Free Retirement is just a roadmap that I use, because one of the things that I was telling you earlier about me not having a roadmap, I was on the wrong road to retirement. So what I'm trying to do is get people and readjust them. So the book gives them different signs, okay, what you need to do, how you need to prepare. I don't give them any tax information. I don't really tell them exactly what to do. I give them good information where they're informed and they'll be able to actually make a sound decision at the end on what they should do. And then if they need some one-on-one help, then I'm there to help them.
No, that's great. So you've been doing this for almost 10 years now, Abiel. Can you share with us some client stories that you've really helped them change their lives?
You know, it's interesting. I just spoke with a client right before we got online, and I signed her up in a few things. What we did, I got a life insurance policy for her. I got a 403B for her, and I got a Roth IRA for her. But she's very bad with money. At least she was very bad with money. So one of the things she did was she cashed in a couple of her accounts. She told me she was way in debt and everything, and could I help her? And so what I did was I put together a plan for her where she could budget her money. So I sent her a spreadsheet and she could just fill in what all the different bills she had and like that. And she just told me today that she was $20,000 in debt, and all she has now is a credit card with $1,000 on it, and she's paying that off. And so she contacted me because she wanted to get started again. And so we had a really tough conversation, and I'm able to get her started. So I'm really happy about that, because I really feel good that she came back and she learned something, and she says that no more of this just spending just to be spending.
Yeah. Now, I remember I spoke to someone in the finance world many years ago where really it's not just money, it's a peace of mind. And what you're doing, Abiel, is really helping people have a peace of mind, because it's so unfortunate if you don't have some of this basic knowledge, and some of it's not obviously basic, but you're providing a great service, Abiel. So I appreciate that. So how can our guests connect with you, read your book, and hire you?
Okay. So one of the things that they can do is they can go on a website that I have. It's My New Retirement, and they can contact me through that vehicle there. And they could also call me, but the way to reach me through the website is you just go to Brian-Hewitt. So that's Brian-Hewitt, H-E-W-I-T-T. And it's M-Y-N-E-W retirement. So it's Brian.Hewitt.myretirement.com. And that's how they can get in touch with me. They can also call me or text me. I don't mind anybody calling me directly. My number is area code 323-273-9499. And if there's any business owners that are out there, I do have another vehicle that they can reach me as well. But they can call me from those two areas too.
Abiel, yes. Thank you so much for providing your great knowledge. Have a great day.
All right. Take care now.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.